when you trust in this God, God is able to pull you up and to make you go up to the top of this mountain. Go to the mountain. Oh, bless the Lord.
If you have your Bibles, please, and I want you to turn with me to the book of, I was taught in Bible school that when we read this Psalms, we don't say Psalms chapter. We don't say chapter something. We just say Psalms 15 because it's a song. So today I'm going to sing Psalms 15. And I thank God for your praise and worship team. You are one of the greatest praise and worship team. It's so powerful. It's so good. It's so nice. They flow in the spirit. And may the Lord expand you. You are blessed. So if you have the Bible, please turn with me to Psalms 15. And we're going to read from verse number 1. I'm going to read. Are you there? Are you in Psalms 15? If you're there, say amen. Yes. Good. The Bible says in Psalms 15, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hills? There's some translation that says, who may abide, who will descend, who will ascend in your holy hill? The Bible says, he who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart, he who does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor does he take up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but he who honors those who fear the Lord. He who swears to his own heart does not change. He who does not put on his own money and jewelry, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does those things shall never be moved. May the Lord bless his word. Can I do it like I do it in Kenya? May the Lord bless his word. You say amen. May the Lord bless his word.
Amen.
Can I hear good amen? May the Lord bless his word.
Amen.
One more time. May the Lord bless his word.
Amen.
Good. I like the translation that says, Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle, who will ascend into your mountain? In fact, I'm going to use that translation. This is a New King James Version. And today I want to talk about go back to the mountain. I want to mention some few things about going back to the mountain. And by the end of this message, you'll understand what I'm talking about, the mountain, because it's not coincident that I'm in this place where you can see the hills and the mountain. I believe God wants to speak to us because in your city, you can understand about the hills and the mountain. I come from a place whereby we have a lot of valleys and we have a lot of mountains, big mountains. And today I want to talk about going back to the mountain. The Bible says, who shall ascend unto the holy mountain? You see, mountains have been connected so much in the Bible with great events. And there are so many things that have taken places in the mountain. And so many victories have been obtained and gotten from the mountain. As you talk about the mountain, there's something significant about mountains when we connect it with our God. Because God is a God of the mountain. So mountains are very important events in the Bible. It took place on the mountain, because upon the mountain of the Lord, the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel chapter number 24, let me just read that scripture because it's coming to my spirit right now. Ezekiel chapter number 28. Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 14. I want to show you something. The Bible says, you are the anointed cherub who covers. I establish you. You are on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery storms. You are perfect in your ways from the day you were created till iniquity was found in you. The Bible says this is Lucifer. When God created Lucifer, Lucifer was one of the archangels of God. There were three archangels, Michael, Lucifer, and Gabriel. But the Bible says the three of them, Lucifer, Michael, and Gabriel, the Bible says that among the three archangels that were created by God, Lucifer was created in a divine way. He was created so beautiful, and he lived in the mountain of the Lord. In other words, he lived next to God. He knew the secret of God. That's why the Bible says, great is the Lord and greater to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful situation is on Mount Zion, on the side of the northern city of the great God. That's what the Bible says. He says he lives on the Mount Zion. So Lucifer was created and he lived in the mountain of God. In other words, Lucifer was so close, because in the mountain of God, that's where God is. God always lives on the top of the mountain. That's why when God wanted to speak to Moses, he told Moses, come up to the mountain. Come up to the mountain so that I can talk to you. A time has come, ladies and gentlemen, that God is calling you to go back to your mountain. And when you go back to your mountain, something supernatural is going to happen in your life. Because some of us used to have a mountain, but we have come down from the mountain. But God says, who is able to ascend to the holy mountain of the Lord? That's a question that is being asked by the psalmist. He's asking a question and he's saying, Lord, who can ascend to your holy mountain? Who can go up where you live? Who can stand in the attributes of God? Who can stand like God? Who can be in the worship of God? Who can be in the presence of God? Who can talk like God? Who can walk like God? Who can behave like God? Who can do what God does? Who can speak like God? Who can walk in righteousness? The Bible says, he that is walking in the righteous way, he that lift up his hands in holiness. That's what God says. Who walks uprightly and walk righteousness and speak the truth in his heart. The Bible says we need to ascend to the mountain. Now Lucifer, the Bible says, when he was living in the mountain of God, he had to come down from the mountain. When pride and pride came in his heart and he said, I can be like God. That's the time he came out of the mountain. That's the time he fell down from the mountain. Because pride came unto him, because he thought that he's like God. God had put him in the mountain so that he can be in the presence of the Almighty God. I believe I'm talking to some people here who knows what I'm talking about. Adam and Eve, our first parents, the Bible says they enjoyed to be in the presence of the Lord. In other words, they lived on the mountain. They believed in this God on the mountain. You know, some of us, we got some mountain. You remember those days that you were born again and you could read the Bible all night long. You remember those days that you used to go to church every Sunday and every morning. You remember those days that you could fast and pray. You remember those days that you could call upon the name of the Lord. But something has gone out of your way, because you have come down from the mountain. But God wants you to go up to the mountain. He wants you to go back to the mountain. He wants you to go back to the old time religion, whereby the Bible says that we need to do what God says. We are not going to compromise about the word of God, but we are going to do what God says we're going to do. Because the time has come, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about here, but back home in Africa, we used to, back home, there was so many people were so spiritualized and they could listen to the word of God. But the modernization and the technology has made them to drift themselves from the ways of God. Television has messed them up. They cannot fast the way they used to fast. They cannot go to church the way they used to go to church. They cannot say this is sin and this is righteousness, and therefore they are out of the mountain.
But now God is calling the church. And he's saying, who will ascend to the holy mountain? Who will go back and touch God? Because the Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did in those days, he can do it today. He can heal the sick. He can cast out devils. He can make the lame to walk. Our God is still the same. But the problem that we have as a church, not this church, but all over the world, because God has enabled me to preach to different people, is that we have descended from the mountain. But God says, who shall ascend to the holy hills? Who does not walk in the ways of his own, but walks in righteousness and speak the truth? Now, mountains have been connected with so many things. The Bible says that there are so many victories that were been that God gave people in the mountain. I remember the Bible says God told Moses that he said to Moses, "Moses, tell the children of Israel that I want to speak to them." And you see, Moses, the Bible says that he went to God in Mount Sinai, and God said, "I want to speak to the children of Israel." So the children of Israel, they knew that God will come. And Moses said, God will come upon the mountain and will speak to you. So the children of Israel did not understand about how to approach God. They approach God in carnality. They approach God in their flesh. They didn't know how God operates. It's another thing to know God, but it's another thing to know about God, and it's another thing to know God. Because the children of Israel knew about God because of Moses, but they didn't know God. You see, Moses knew who God is, and he knew how to abide in the mountain. And that's why he told the children of Israel, upon this mountain, the Lord will speak to you. Now let me back it off. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 3, when God called Moses, he said, I can see the affliction of my children. I can see the suffering of my people in the land of Egypt, but I've come down so that I can deliver them. And therefore God told Moses, go to the land of Egypt, the foreign land, and go and bring my children so that they can come and worship me upon this mountain. So in other words, God was telling them, now they need to come and worship God in the mountain of his holiness. In other words, in the presence of God. Now the Bible says here, oh God, I feel good now. I feel the presence of God in this place now. I love to preach. I love this word. The Bible says, in the tabernacle, who may abide in your tabernacle? A tabernacle was not a building. A tabernacle was something the children of Israel used to carry from one place to another place, from one tent. It was a tent. It was not a building. It was not a dwelling place. It was something which could be destroyed any time. And therefore God was looking for somebody. I mean, it was something that they could carry from one place to another. But listen to me. The Bible says, who may dwell in your holy hill? Now watch this. Who will abide in your tabernacle? And who will dwell in your holy hill? Or in your mountain? So God tells Moses, Moses, listen, I want you to go and bring the children of Israel so that they can come and worship me on this mountain. Now, the thing that Moses did, now watch this, when Moses went to Pharaoh, he said to Pharaoh, now, God is telling me to tell you that to let the children of Israel to go so that they can go and worship God in the mountain. Because that's where God was. There are so many mountains that you can make in your house. Mountain of prayer. Mountain of seeking the Lord. Mountain of glorifying God. It doesn't matter where you are, but you have a mountain. And you need to climb onto that mountain to meet with your God. You need to make up your mind and say, I'm going to climb to the mountain, to the holy place. I'm going to go there and worship my God. Because upon this mountain, God is going to bless you. Now watch this. Abraham, the Bible says, Abraham, God told Abraham, take your son, your only son, and go and give him as a sacrifice upon one of the mountains.
So Abraham takes his son to one of the mountains, because there's something that God is telling the church upon the mountain. There's something very powerful. When you understand the importance of the mountain, you'll understand where God dwells. And you know, I remember one time when I was in 2004, I happened to go to Israel. And we went through Egypt. Egypt is not that far from my country. So we went through Egypt, and we were in a big group. So somebody just sponsored me to go to Egypt, so to Israel. So what happened is that somebody just paid for me. And when we went with this group, we wanted to go through Mount Sinai. And there's something I learned from that mountain. We were told that for you to go up to the top of the mountain, you have to wake up very early in the morning so that you can climb the mountain. There's no way you can climb that mountain when it's 8 o'clock or maybe 7 o'clock. So we were told to wake up at 3 o'clock. So by 3 o'clock, we were able to wake up so that we can walk and climb the mountain to the top. One thing I learned about that mountain is that you must have a guard, somebody to guard you through the mountain. And another thing I learned about that mountain is that you cannot just go through that mountain the way you are going through the stairs. In other words, you cannot climb the mountain straight. You have to go through some zigzag. You have to go meandering around and trying to find your way out. I have to come to tell somebody, I learned something from that, is that when we go before God, at times we go through some meandering around. We don't go straight. We have to go through some things until we reach to the place where God is. Our ways might sometimes are not straight. We have to go through this way. At times we have to go round from where we began until we start climbing up. But at the end of it all, we must go top to the mountain. And I remember when we were going through that, some people could not make it to the top of the mountain. There are those who fainted on the way. There are those who broke their legs on the way. But there are few of us who made it to the top of the mountain. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, some of you are trying to go before God. You're trying all your ways. And some of you are breaking down. But let me tell you something. When you trust in this God, God is able to pull you up and to make you go up to the top of this mountain. Go to the mountain. Oh, bless the Lord. I thank God. Jesus also knew about this mountain. Most of his sermons were on the mountain. In fact, one of the best sermons that Jesus preached, the Sermon of the Mountain. He preached it, and we call it the Sermon of the Mountain. Why? Because Jesus was associated, connected with the mountain. The Bible says at times he could just go to the mountain and pray the whole night. Why? Because he knew there is something about the mountain. He knew that I have to go back to my mountain and pray. Elijah, the Bible says, he killed the prophet of Baal on the Mount Carmel. There is victory in the mountain. There is worship in the mountain. The Bible says Abraham said, come, I'll go and sacrifice myself. I'll go and worship the Lord upon the mountain. Therefore, when you go to the mountain, God will restore your worship. Some of us have lost our worship, but we need to go back to the mountain because God wants to restore our worship. Some of us have lost our family, but when we go back to the mountain, God wants to restore our family from the mountain. Some of us are falling apart. They are falling off. They are falling down. But God says, if you climb the mountain, I will go up to the mountain. I will glorify the Lord. Now watch this. I want you to listen to this word. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter number 2, this is a very good one here. Isaiah chapter 2. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. The Bible says, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 and 3. The Bible says, the word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, so concerning Judah and Jerusalem. He say, now it shall come to pass in the latter days. In other words, in these days. Oh gosh. Man, I like this. He says, it shall come to pass in the latter days, in these days, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established upon the top of the mountains. Now, listen to this. It shall come to pass that the mountain is talking about, if I don't know much about English, but I believe this is two things here that I want you to observe. Just the Bible says the mountain. It does not say the mountains of the Lord. It says the mountain of the Lord shall be established upon the top of the mountains. So there's something that I want you to grasp. The mountain of the Lord, which is one mountain, shall be top of all the mountains. There are so many mountains, but there is only one mountain. So many mountains, but there is only one mountain that shall be top upon all the mountains. And that's the mountain of the Lord. There are so many gods, but there is only one mighty God. There is so many things, but there is only one mountain that is the mountain of the Lord. Many people, they have made their mountains, but in all those things, maybe their mountains are their things that they see with their eyes, that the wealth they have, with the wealth they have, or the money they have, or the things they have, those are the small mountains. But we have a mountain that is above every mountain, and that's what the Bible says, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord of lords and the mighty God. Hallelujah. Says in the last days, in these days, when everything is trying to exalt itself, when the world is becoming like God, and the where people are denying the fact that Jesus is Lord, where people are coming with new religion and new age movement and all kind of things and every kind of sin, where people are coming with all kind, they are trying to exalt their wickedness to be above the righteousness of God. But I've come to tell you that it will not happen, because the mountain of God shall be exalted above all the mountains. Oh, glory to God. The mountain of God. Not the mountains of God. The mountain of God. And the Bible says, now listen, the Bible says, above all the hill, and all nations shall flow to it. There is revival that is going to take place upon the earth. And that revival is coming, where people will run to churches in tears. Where people come here and say, Pastor, pray for us, we are dying. There is a revival that God is sending forth. And the Bible says the nation shall run to that mountain. And they shall ask God for forgiveness. Why? There is a revival that God is breaking forth, that revival. That when you sing your praise and worship, every person in this city will just be driving, coming here, crying for their life. Why? Because there is something that is being stirred up in the spirit, and God is pouring. The Bible says in the last day, God says, I'll pour down my spirit upon all flesh, and your young men shall see vision, and your young men shall dream, and the old men shall dream dreams. So there is a breakout that God is causing. Healing will take place. You don't need even to pray for people, but the moment they come, they're going to receive healing. Why? Because God is causing something. I see the revival, that the young people are going to be the forefront of revival. The young people are going to bring revival in the land. Why? Because the Bible says now, oh God, I love you so much, Jesus. The Bible says, it says, and shall be exalted above all the hill, and all nations shall flow to it. But verse 3 says, many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Not to the mountains, but to the mountain of the Lord. Many people shall say, come, let us go to the mountain of God. Many people shall say, come, in these last days whereby everything is just easy. Everybody will just cry and say, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord,
and to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his way, and we shall walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Many shall say, come, let us go to the house of Jacob, to the house of the Lord, the God of Jacob. Many will say, men will whisper to one another. There will be a lot of text messages going all over the place. Everybody texting everybody and saying, come on, let's go to the house of God. There is something that is happening in my spirit. I don't know what's going to take place, but I'm going to tell you that people will start announcing the coming of Christ. Why? Because the mountain of God is going to be exalted upon all the mountains. And God is going to reign in this mountain. Now, Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus is one of the good example of knowing the significance and the importance of the mountain, because most of his meetings were being done upon the mountain, and he used to go and pray in the mountains. Back home, when we fast, when somebody is seriously seeking God for 7 days, 21 days, when we go to fast, we don't fast while we're in the house. We don't fast in the house. Neither do we fast in the church. We go to the mountain. We go to the mountain to seek God. We just leave everything down here. Leave everything in the house, leave the phone, leave everything, and we go to the mountain. And everyone who has gone to fast and pray in the mountain, his life never remains the same. He meets with God. He hears God. He hears the voice of God. He sees the visions of God. Because when you leave everything, you know, back home people leave everything, they just go to the mountain. When you hear somebody saying in Kenya, I'm going to the mountain, it means he's going to pray. If you're a pastor in Kenya and you don't go to the mountain, you cannot make it, because it's not easy. We have learned to go to pray in the mountain. We have learned to go and seek God in the mountain. We have learned how to do things in the mountain. Why? Because we know in the mountain of the Lord, there is healing. If you're sick for a long time, you can make your mountain and you can say, I'm going to fast for 2 days until I'm healed completely. You can say, I want to seek God. My marriage is not working out. I've gone through counseling. I've gone through all kind of things. But there is a mountain you can go to. And that mountain is Jesus Christ. That when you go upon that mountain, it will take care of your family. It will take care of your marriage. It will take care of your children. Glory to God. That's the mountain of God. That's where Abraham went to sacrifice his son. That's where Elijah went to kill the prophet of Baal. That's the place where Moses went to receive the 10 commandments. And he came down. The Bible says when Moses came down from the mountain, the people could not behold him. They could not see him. They could not look at him. Why? Because the presence of God was so much upon Moses. And this reminds me that when Moses was upon the mountain, one time the children of Israel were fighting against their enemy, and Moses went up to the mountain and he lifted up his hand. The moment he was lifting his hand upon the mountain, the children of Israel were getting victory. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. When you seek God in the mountain, there is victory upon the mountain. There is power upon the mountain. There is healing upon the mountain. When we make our mind to go to the mountain, I don't mean that you have to look for a mountain and go there. But there is a mountain you can make in your house. And say, this is the place of my mountain. This is the place of my mountain. I'm going to make an altar upon this mountain. You can make it even in your car. I tell people back home, you don't need to. Sometimes you give excuses that, I don't have time to come and pray. You know what? You can pray in your car. You can seek God in your car. You can do things. You can make even that place to be a place of your mountain. Because that's where you are every day. Make it to be a place of your mountain. And I tell you something. The moment you do that, things are going to work out. Aaron died on the mountain. The Bible says Aaron died on the mountain. And even Moses died on the mountain. There's something with the mountain. And God is telling the church, is bringing back the mountain back to where it's supposed to be. And that's where Jesus lived.
And that's where Jesus used to go and seek his face all over that place. Elijah defeated. Now Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus went up to the mountain to pray. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 to 8. Jesus went to the mountain to pray. I feel a good spirit in this place. Jesus used to go up to the mountain and pray. And he could pray and seek the face of God. He went there to pray. Now watch this. In Isaiah chapter 4, chapter 4, let me just read that scripture. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 4. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough place smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken this. This is the only mountain which cannot be brought down. We need to ascend to the mountain, but we are ascending down from the mountain. The only person who could not go back to the mountain is Lucifer. Lucifer could not go back to the mountain, and he will never go back to the mountain. But we have a chance through Christ to climb again and go back to the mountain. In every life, in our life, there's something we call second chance. We always have a second chance. Life is full of things, but we always have second chance. We need to go to the mountain. Listen to me. We need to go to the mountain. God told Moses, gather the children of Israel. And they were gathered. In fact, God told the children, Moses, now tell the children of Israel to come. I want you to know the children of Israel, they were complaining and murmuring and saying, we want to hear this God. We want to meet with this God. You're not the only one who can meet with this God. We want to meet with this God. And therefore they were complaining. And Moses said, fine. So God told them, now tell the children of Israel to prepare themselves, to sanctify themselves and come. They did not get the message properly. They got the message in a carnal way. They didn't get the message in a spiritual way. So some of them washed their clothes. They made themselves clean on the outside, not on the inside. God does not see the outside. He sees the inside. He sees the heart, a contrite heart, a humble heart. That's what God sees. So they made themselves clean and they came before the Lord. But then something happened. There were so many things that happened when they came to the mountain. There was thunder and lightning. And that's how God approaches things. And when they saw these things upon the mountain, they could not behold and stand to witness the approach of God. They told Moses, you are the only one who can go to the mountain. The only people who can go to the mountain are the people who know who God is. People who have an intimate relationship with God. People who go there. The Bible says that if you seek the Lord, he will be found of you. If you call upon his name, he will hear you. Those are the people who will dwell in the mountain. The Bible says, who will ascend unto the mountain? He that is clean of heart. He that walk in righteousness. In other words, in right standing with God. Who does not speak lies, but speak the truth in his heart. Those are the people God is looking for. To walk in righteousness. When I met him the first time and I told him what we were doing in Kenya, I had never seen him before. So I told him we have an orphanage, we have a school, we have a church, we have other churches, we are doing this and we're just communicating through the Facebook. So I told my wife, I don't know if these people believe me, but this is what we're doing. So I pray that they come to Kenya and see what we're doing. Because I don't want to be somebody who just communicate with people through the internet and he is doing nothing. I want to speak the truth. I want to be open to God. Because this God that we serve is an open God. Is a God who walks in truth. So when they communicated with me and I told them, come, they came and they saw what we are doing. It was not just something that we are just saying. It was something that we are really in it. It is something that we take place. Something that we do on a daily basis. Because the Bible says we need to walk in truth. Those who are on the mountain, they always speak the truth. Those who walk in the mountain, who are on top of the mountain, they will always hear the voice of God. And they will always see the vision from God. God speaks to them directly. God still speaks. God still speaks. This morning when I woke up, the Lord told me, I heard the voice, God telling me that one of the pastors in Kenya is very sick. So when I woke up, I heard this voice saying, and you know, one of the pastors, a friend of yours, is sick. So I told my wife, you know, so-and-so I've heard, he's sick. God speaks to me. He speaks, I hear his voice. And I, you know, when God speaks to me, he speaks like the way I can speak to you. God is still alive. He's still alive. He's not dead. He's upon the mountain. Let me just finish this and then I sit down here in a moment. The Bible says, now Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus, when he was just about to go back to heaven, the Bible says he was upon the mountain of Olives. And that's where he commissioned his disciples. He was upon that mountain. They met Jesus on the mountain. And the Bible says he spoke to his disciple from the mountain. And when he say he spoke to his disciple upon the mountain, he told them, go into all the world and make disciple of many. Make many to be disciple. Make many people to be my disciple. He said that on the mountain. Now the Bible says again that when he comes, he will step upon the mountain. The mountain. It was on the mountain of Olive. And when he comes, the Bible says, with his saints and the saints in heaven, he will be upon the mountain. So Jesus starts his work from the mountain. And therefore he ends on the mountain. And he will come to stand upon the mountain. I've come to encourage somebody who have been struggling to seek God and it seems like it's so hard. You've been crying and telling God, now what am I going to do? I'm seeking you and you feel discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Keep on climbing the mountain. Right. You are just about to reach the top of the mountain. There are some of you here who have been praying for this church and you've been asking God. Every time you pray for the church, it's like your prayers are not being answered. You are on the right track. You are on the right track. Things are going to happen. You cannot just climb the mountain one day. It takes time. It took us about 6 hours to climb Mount Sinai to the top. We could climb, we could fall down, but we still stand up. Some of you are falling down, but you're still standing up. You're trying to go down, but somebody's holding you. And making you to go up. You're going to the mountain. Our destination is to go and seek the face of God. Our destination is to go and seek God the way the old people saw God. The way the new church, the New Testament church saw God. The way the apostle, the prophet saw the presence of God coming down like a wind. That's what we're going to see. The Bible says in the last day, God is going to pour down his spirit upon all flesh. There is revival that is going to take place in this land of America. This land of America, God is going to raise up men and women who are going to break forth revival. This, from this place. Revival is going to take place. Revival is going to take place and many shall come and say to one another, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. Because great is the Lord and greater to be praised in the city of our God. in the mountain of his holiness. He lives on the north side, on the north side of the mountain of God. God is in the mountain. When we make, I hear that you have intercession every Sunday. I want to tell you something. If you can just come to that intercession and make that intercession to be an intercession of seeking God, that will be your mountain. And I tell you what, many people don't like to pray. But the prayerful church will always overcome. A church that prays will always be a successful church. A preacher who prays is always a successful preacher. A singer who sings when he prays. That's why I tell my praise and worship team now. I tell them, you know, if you don't pray and fast, you're not going to stand there. You're not going to sing. We are fighting against principalities. We are fighting against powers. We are fighting powers, principality. Let me say this before I sit down. When you seek God, God is going to show up. We are fighting against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. I don't know about these people, this place, but you see, I come from Africa whereby a lot of Islamic opposition, witchcraft opposition. The moment you step up, if you have not tuned yourself in the presence of God, if you have not soaked yourself in the presence of God, the devil can defeat you and the enemy can laugh at you. But when you seek God, you are prepared. You have been on the mountain when Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. When he came down, it was not the same Moses that they were used to. It was a different Moses. With a different style. With a different presence. Because when he came down, it was changed. When we go up to the mountain, we are not going to be the same way we are. We are going to be changed completely. Our children are going to be changed. Our business is going to be changed. Everything we do is going to be changed. Even the things that we do, it's going to be changed. I encourage you, brethren, ladies and gentlemen, let us pray and let us go back to the mountain. Let us ask God of the mountain to bless us. When we do that, the presence of God is going to come like never before. We need just to go back to the mountain. God is calling you to go to the mountain. I want to pray with you right now. I believe the Spirit of God is here. And God is in this place. I can sense, I can feel Him. I can feel the presence of God. Like never before. If you don't mind, can you stand up on your feet? We can go back to the mountain. God is calling you. He's calling the brethren. He's calling the church. He's calling young people. He's calling old men. Go back to the church. Go back to where you used to be. Go back to the mountain. Remember those days that you used to seek God. Those days you used to read the Bible. Those days you used to do things. You know, now listen, look at me. Listen. Our generation, this generation that we are living in America and all over the world, even in Africa, they have no excuse before God. They have no excuse. Everything is at our fingertip. If you want to read the Bible, it's just on your phone. You can download it. You can listen to messages from your phone. You can do anything. There's no excuse. There's no excuse that you have not read the Bible. You can do it right from where you are. You don't need to carry a Pentecostal Bible like this. You have it with you. You can do it. There is no excuse. I tell people back home, you have no excuse in this generation. God has given you access to everything. At any time, anywhere, you can do it. Therefore, there's no excuse. I want to tell you something. With the same thing that God has given us, let us use it to go back to the mountain, to the presence of God. The Bible says Lucifer was in the mountain of God. But then he fell off the mountain and he could not go back again. But we thank God because we fell from the mountain, but we can climb back to go back to the mountain. Why? Through Jesus, we can climb back and go back to the mountain. Praise the name of Jesus. I want that was playing the keyboard just come. I want to pray for few people. I feel like God is leading me to pray for few people here in the name of Jesus. I feel the presence of God in this church. You call in the presence of God, and the presence of God came here, and I feel God in this place. I don't know about you, but you need to ask God to tell God, I need to go back to where I used to be. I need to go back to my mountain, where I used to read my Bible, where I used to pray all night long, where I used to cry to the Lord, where I used to spend time with God, where I used to set aside time and just claim the name of the Lord. I don't need other mountains to come before me. There are so many mountains, but there's only one mountain that's above all mountains, and that's the mountain of the Lord. We need to do that in the name of Jesus.